NPR's weekend edition on this station has a segment called Barbershop, on which invited guests can openly discuss any subject in the news. Not in my barbershop, you can't. My barber has strong opinions. With the big voice of Fox News shouting from a screen over our heads, he tells me what I need to know, but evidently don't, about foreign policy, economics, the complexities of social class and race, the nature of democracy and government, and just about any other topic that comes up. I've learned to keep quiet. It's not wise to argue with your barber when he's flashing scissors and cutthroat razors around your head. It's only a matter of time before he's appointed professor of fixed opinions at the university down the road. If the 20th century was an age of doubt, the 21st is beginning to look like an age of certainty. Seldom have so many people been so absolutely sure about so many things. Questions about science or morality or culture, no matter how profound and complicated, don't faze them in the least. They know the truth. Facts, evidence, and argument are irrelevant. The most attractive answer is always the right answer. This kind of certainty is enviable. Those of us who have doubts about everything waste a lot of time and energy just trying to figure things out. We look for the information, compare the sources, and think about the problem. Thinking is hard work, as any serious student will confirm. Even after putting in a lot of effort, we're often left with as many doubts as we had at the beginning, and sometimes more. The number of things we don't know is overwhelmingly vast. Even mathematicians and physicists working on the frontiers of knowledge are hitting the wall. Their own research is almost too complicated for them to understand. Where does that leave the rest of us? Knowledge is growing fast, but ignorance is growing faster. This should make us more humble and tentative, but the opposite seems to be happening. Real ignorance seems to breed unreal certainty, especially among our leaders. Issues of life and death, truth and lies, fact and fiction are difficult and confusing for most people, but not for them. They know, and if they know everything already, why should they tolerate any disagreement? The desire for certainty is part of human nature. It's a hangover from childhood, but some never grow out of it. We have to fight against it all the time. It's a good thing that there are some thoughtful voices out there on the public airwaves, journalists who do look for balance and evidence and truth in the chaos of daily events. And if you don't know where to find those voices of sanity, don't worry. They're here. This is David Boucher.